and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day 436. What?
Five.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh no, she's done it again! Should take that again. Hello! Welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day
435.
They'll never notice. Let's just carry on, Mac.
How the devil are we?
How are we all doing?
Hello, Jonathan.
Do you know?
I'll say hello to folks whilst you compose yourself. Deb. Hi, Kim. Hello. Renee was in at 5 o'clock.
Some people have more time than sense.
Yeah, I wonder how he did that, because the chat wasn't open till 5 minutes ago.
He's clearly got a back door.
Yes,
clearly
got
a back door. Leave him alone.
He entered hello in yesterday's blog and it was still here tonight.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes, I know, Renee. I was in the back end and I thought, should I delete it or should I leave it? And based on yesterday's little contretemps with the shouting, I was very tempted to delete it.
Oh,
but that's not in my nature, so I left it.
It's not in your nature. You're a good boy.
I'm a good boy.
You are a good boy.
I'm going to be a good daddy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, she was disgusted with me, wasn't she? There, in the office, right, we have a desk in the window, in the bay window that we have. And it had a little bit of detritus on it, didn't it, Mike? Anyway, it doesn't now. But I had to move her bed so I could get to it. Now, at the time, she didn't mind one iota. She was outside sunning herself. But once she came back and her bed wasn't in just the right place, she impaled chicken on a drawer handle and apprised me that it wasn't acceptable, and then disappeared outside again.
If the bed doesn't go back, chicken gets it.
Yeah, if the bed doesn't go back, chicken gets it. Poor chicken. He is still impaled on the handle of the drawer. Very inelegant. Oh, they don't, do they, Kim? Dogs just don't like change. I remember we'd only just got Maya, and I joined this group. Do you remember when Yahoo Groups was a thing? And it was called Sam Smiles, and I loved it. Oh, there was such fun, all Sammy owners. And every one of them said the same thing. Samoids do not like change, not one little bit. One of them could not get used to what was going on in their house. Oh, it was so it was upsetting looking back on it. There were two of them. There was a girl and a boy dog, and the boy dog could just not handle what was going on. They were having the kitchen redone. And he freaked out to such a degree he hurt his paw, and he ended up having to have an operation to have a claw removed. He got that fretted up with it. So no, they don't like change. So I am in the doghouse, literally. But on the upside, I can see the desk in the office window. Ooh, very impressed. Oh, it's the Bongo Slayer. Yay! Hello, Simon. Oh, have you got your invite to the wedding yet? Oh, I thought you'd be best man. Right. Shall I go back to the top and say hello to everybody now? Hello, Renee. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. Hello, Pete. Hello, Dee. I don't want to miss anybody. Yeah, it was a seamless intro, wasn't it, Jonathan? It will be in the edit. You'll never know. In fact, the out that I did on Saturday was so bad. Let's see if anybody notices the join when they listen on demand. I redid it. It was that bad. What can I say? Saturday night. It's chaotic here. Oh, dear me. Kim thinks I'm punched drunk on no sleep for 2 weeks. My schedule's just got worse. I'm in two sessions right now. Honestly, I've got Cliff on one side and I've got Anna on the other. And I've got you guys in the middle. Obviously, I'm not taking a blind bit of notice. But should any links come up and stuff? Because, oh, what's happened this week? Let me know if it's happened to you, because people are freaking out over it. When there's this argument over whether sessions should be recorded or not. And what they mean is there's a button in Zoom that's recorded, right? And it's been like stealth mode. They do warn you because there's a recording button in the top left-hand corner. It's flashing red telling you it's being recorded. But there's now a woman who announces, "This meeting is being recorded." And a dialogue box pops up covering the screen that you've got to say yes or no to. And basically, if you don't want to be recorded, then it jettisons you out of the meeting. Well, the thing is, you know, obviously I'm used to systems like this, virtual conferencing, for 20 odd years. These people, no, they're not used to it. And honestly, the number of people who are like, "Who's she? Oh, somebody just said the meeting's being recorded." Like, no, that's the system. It's automated. But no, they won't have it. They think there's a woman in there recording them. Oh, love it. So, yes, a punch drunk, quite possibly, Kim. If I look at my schedule, let's have another look. Let's have a look at it. I've added more sessions in. So today I had one at midnight, one at 1:30. Oh, listen to that. Got the window open. That's the problem. So one at midnight, one at 1:30. That one went on till just after 3, I think. Then I had one at 4 for an hour. So at 5 o'clock, got some sleep. Then I had one at 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I've got one at 8 o'clock, and then I've got one at midnight and another one at 2 o'clock till 3:30. Oh, and then tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. So my sleep is staggered between the sessions. My poor watch doesn't know what's going on. So you could well be very right. I'll sleep when I'm dead. Isn't that what they say? Right, let's carry on. There's a back door. People are cheating. Yes, Jonathan, people are cheating. Oh, dear. Renee, a good daddy, do you need to tell us something? Renee, not all children have two legs and skin. Some have four legs and fur. So, madam wants to go out in the garden. Daddy's accompanying her. Quite simple. Or, like you say, it could be his unicorn. Right. Oh, the snare drum. And Kim does her deep barking at the window with the drum rattles. Oh, Muffy the Bongo Slayer. I'm liking that one. That could possibly be a title for the show, couldn't it? Sooner I've got a title, sooner the show gets published. Oh, yes, I'm liking that. Right. If you're in sessions at the moment, how does that work? Well, there's a chat on either side. So what happens is people are putting resources in that you might need to download. And you also, well, it's basically links that go in there. I can time shift to a certain degree recording, which we won't talk about. that's what I do. So when I've got an hour off, then I'll catch up on these two sessions. The one that's on my right, I did the first hour of. So she's wrapping up in the last half hour. It's Q&A. So I'll whip through that later. The other one was specially put on, a by demand one. People were demanding it. I probably don't need to pay that much attention. It's about Evernote. I've been using Evernote since 2008. I pretty much know Evernote. So I don't need to give that as much attention, but I will keep my eye on the chat and make sure that if there's any resources in there that I have grabbed them, because you can actually save the chat, which is most useful. I was copying and pasting, but you can actually save the chat. You just got to hit the right button. Right. Pete asked one of the doctors the other day if they'd remember Memorex VHS skeleton advert. I remember that. Blank look, what's a VHS? Oh, Pete, I totally remember that. Didn't they used to put stickers on the boxes as well? Because he got to be a bit of a meme, did the skeleton guy. A meme before his time. Definitely a meme before his time. So I certainly remember that. Right. I'll tell you what made me feel old today, Pete. And everybody. Do you remember me telling you about one of the guys doing the sessions and he spoke in what could only be described as like bloke language? Today I heard a classic. Apart from the fact, last week he was probably about 60-40 men to women. There were three ladies in there today. The rest were guys. So 3 out of 50 odd. I thought, pretty much figured that would happen. Anyway, he started rabbiting, "Yo, man, dude. Bro, good to see y'all. And I'm thinking, are we going into English at any point? And then he came out with a classic. Somebody said something and gave him, you know, I do this and it makes it easier because kind of thing. And he then said, oh man, that's super dope. I'm just sitting here thinking, thank God my mother's dead. Because if she was listening to this, oh, she would start a rant about using proper English. And Mike said, what was the one? Oh, somebody said on one session that Mike overheard, oh, man, that's sick. And he said, is the guy all right? I said, no, 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 Mike. Sick means cool. Good. He went, does it? We are old. On the upside, we can speak the Queen's English. I mean, if you change the word, the meaning of a word like dope and sick, how are you supposed to know? Because in our day, we didn't say, oh, man, that's rubbish, meaning it's great, did we? I don't understand, but clearly that's my age. Oh, Jonathan would love an after hours showing how you can be in all three sessions at the same time. Shall I take a picky? Shall I take a picky right now? So you can see the state of my desk. Right, let me get my camera. You see, this desk, not bad, actually, at the moment. Got my keyboard there. But let's see what I can do. I've got my donkey mug with me, and I've got a bottle of water as well. Let's do that. That's not bad, I don't think. Let's have a look at it, because I've had to move the microphone. It's not the whole desk, because I'd have to step away. But you get the idea. I shall ping it to you. It's all doable. If you mean on a technical basis, do you mean on a technical basis, Jonathan? Let's get this up to cloud. Don't log me out again. Please don't log me out. Yo, you've done it. Oh, yes, no. Yes, it's done it. Excellent. Excellent. Well, I can route the audio for a start. So loopback I would use for that, or audio hijack. Let me just get that in. 1912. But I can also use multiple screens. So I can remote into another machine. I could actually do three sessions on one machine. Done it before. Won't be the first time. Got three screens. Got three different applications to record them. Or I could use ScreenFlow. ScreenFlow could actually make a recording from three different sessions at the same time and isolate the audio. ScreenFlow is so good. But Camtasia is way better for editing. Way, way better. Right, I was actually looking for Cloud App. That's what I was looking for. So I've no idea why Carbon Copy Cloner opened. Who's bought the new version of Carbon Copy Cloner? Ooh, it's nice. Nice interface. Not pleased with the fact that they've separated the advanced settings and hidden them away. But apart from that, right, let me have a look at this picky, see how bad it is. Oh, see the messes on my desk. But as Kim sagely pointed out, high on the fact had no sleep. Oh, yes, you can see I've got three there and a microphone, two microphones and a light and everything else. So let's get that in there for you, for your enjoyment. There we go. That's what I'm looking at right now. Busy, busy, busy. Right, let me move on. What's going on here? I'm not in the right place. It's moved. Right. Re-record, not fade away. Good grief. I remember that, Simon. Oh, wow. Oh, Barney gets miffed if someone moves his blanket off the sofa or puts something else on the sofa. Oh, yeah, well, you've seen Lola's scowly face when the red blanket's not there. Oh, she's such a pampered dog. Worth it, though. Worth it. Simon had a meeting scheduled for 30 minutes that took 2 hours because of him. You waffle that much. Simon, you could not possibly waffle to the degree that Bongo does. Come on. If somebody says, would you like tea or coffee? It takes him 20 minutes to answer. Be honest. Oh, so sounded like Onslow's car. Yeah, I've got the window open. Now I can. Now I can reach it over the stuff that was on the desk that isn't on the desk anymore. And it was just getting stuffy in here. So now it's nice. It's nice. Oh, we might have to have Simon on. What do you reckon? Should we have Simon on? You can tell us all about your music. Oh, Pete is currently doing online training for a very basic course. Package is very animated and he can't skip through the slides nor do the assessments until you sat through all the chapters. There are 14 chapters of 20 to 30 minutes each at the current rate. Shoot me now. Oh, is this like e-learning stuff? Ah, oh, loathe that. Loathe that. Let's carry on there. Mike had to do some of that the other day. Luckily, it wasn't. I don't know if he could skip it forward, but you had to get 100%. And he said it wasn't great. So it was like, well, I don't know if the answer is A or B. I don't know that. Is it possible to set up a Hazel rule to automatically put files into a folder in Dropbox and then they automatically arrive at a folder on your desktop? Do you want them to stay where they are as well? Do you want them on the desktop as well? Automatically put them into a folder and they automatically arrive at a folder on my desktop. Yes, you should be able to do that. You'd have to be quite careful because Dropbox also has an ability to back up your desktop. So it would be very easy to get yourself stuck in a loop. So just be mindful of the loop you might get yourself into with it. And yes, you should be able to do that, no problem. Renee sometimes uses sick for a laugh. Yeah, I guess that's where it came from. With that kind of humour. You know, like the young ones' humour, where some people find... I didn't find it funny. But some people find it funny, but it's like a sick joke. Yeah, I get that, but... Dope, really? He says, why does slang always have to just take a bad word and make it good? Dope, sick, savage, dirty. Oh no. You're right. But the thing is, you know, if you're with your mates and you're out drinking in the pub, then use whatever language you're happy with. Not a problem at all. But when you're in a session like that, where there are people way older than me, I feel old enough, especially now Pete's reminded me that I knew what a VHS was. In fact, you know what, Pete? I had a Betamax one, so I was earlier than that. You know, just how old I am. But there are people in this course that are in their late 80s. And I just sit there and think, I wonder what they make of this. You would need to have your language in such a way that it doesn't exclude. By definition, if it's not excluding people, you're not directly trying to include people, but certainly not exclude them based on language. We also have people that first language is Russian, Spanish, Portuguese, German, you know, and I wonder what they think. Can you imagine trying to learn, if you're in France or Germany, and you're trying to learn English, and you say, well, like dope means tired. Or dope means a bad word for drugs. And then you hear it used and you think, oh man, that's dope.
Or sick means awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he taught me. Maybe that's a Dutch word.
We've just done the sick bit. You never know.
No. I've had an email.
Is this unusual?
It's about a webinar tomorrow night, which is cancelled, which I knew because I had to chase them up and go on their chat on the website. It says, hello, Elizabeth.
Who's Elizabeth?
I don't know.
Is this one of these new sick dope words for Mike?
So I'm thinking of writing back and saying, thanks for letting me know. Regards, Elizabeth. Or Liz.
Is that your Sunday name? Well, we're all gender fluid now, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just seems Mike's more fluid than others.
And don't start growling.
Don't start growling.
No, because she's had a dentist stick downstairs.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, right, dentist sticks.
Yes, don't let me forget that. I've got something to share with Kim. She'll laugh at this. Right, let me get that on there. Right, let me catch up in the chat first. Our teachers are not doing a good job. You can't believe he's using the phrases while training. Not certain I would trust his expertise.
Anthony
at this
had
point.
To do an e-learning course on safeguarding children. The interface was awful. That reminds me of something.
Yes, I was telling them you'd been on a course and you didn't like it. Or it wasn't very well done.
That e-learning?
Mm. Yeah. Pete's been on one that you can't skip. I mean, that's just horrific.
Well, that's what mine... Well, actually, no. Did you tell them the full details?
No. Oh, Sarah's loving Camtasia. Fantastic. Glad you like it.
The full details of this e-learning thing that I had to do, everybody in the company had to do it. And in our learning management system, you can comment. And there were things like, this is the worst e-learning I've ever done. Total waste of time for my role. Why am I being asked these questions? And basically, at the end, there's a quiz. Now, of course, there's a quiz on many e-learnings. But this quiz, if you didn't get 100%, you had to try again and try again and try again. And in the end, I managed to guess.
Are you complaining, lady?
She is. She's grumbling.
Ah, look what I've got.
What have you got?
I've got that tripe stick that I lost under the desk that you recovered. And she's now eating it.
She's a happy bear.
Jonathan says, what a busy desk. Well, I'm a busy girl. You'll notice my notebook's there with my how to take smart notes paperback copy on the top. That surprised me as well. But I am now down to one notebook. Oh, the paperless thing is going well. And do you know what I've done to stop myself going crazy with paper notes? I've put the paper away. So when I run out of paper, I do have the post-it notes, obviously. But you'll notice, Johnny, that the Johnny board had pride of place. You absolutely need the Johnny board. Right. Yes, I know. Is the new version of Carbon Copy Cloner worth upgrading to? I always upgrade anyway. But it's pretty. It's certainly pretty. In terms of what it can actually do, it's probably very similar. The reason that I always upgrade... Will you stop grumbling?
She's been outside. She's had toys. She's
had pale chicken.
She's had eats.
Yes, she's been very bad with chicken. Need to get a picture of that chicken impaled. Right. I always upgrade because there'll be nuances that the old version will no longer get updates. So if Apple changed something on the system and you happen to be on Biggles, then that's the way forward. It wasn't that expensive. From memory, how much was it? I think it was something like £17 plus VAT. I don't think it was that expensive, but we will find out. I will go and get from my email the bill. Carbon copy cloner. Right, go on, you can do it. You can do it. There we go. What did I authorise them with? £17.56. And you can put that on all your Macs, I think, can't you?
Quiet.
I think it's a per person license. So £17.56. It was £14.63 without the VAT. But you know Bongo, he's got to get married. And he needs our money to do it with. Not even joking, sadly. But yes, I did upgrade. Main difference, looking at it, down the side, instead of having... It looks way more modern. So I think on Biggles it would look even better. My concern is when I go into the advanced preferences, instead of being able to see all the preferences, they're now split up into four sections. It does mean you could have the window smaller, I guess, which I tend to have the window a reasonable size. I'd probably make the window smaller now because there's no point having it that big so I can see all of the preferences. But other than that, yeah, it seems to be working great. I will have to have a look at all of the new features, won't I, and do a session on it. There you go. Can't say fairer than that. Right. Pete was born in the 80s. Oh, Pete. I'll believe you thousands wouldn't. I think Simon needs to come on and tell us about his music. I also think another great topic would be, you remember when you were working on that, had somebody stolen somebody's music thing? That would be fascinating to know how that works. Would love that. We've got Zoom accounts, unlimited time. Just let us know, Simon. Oh, Simon, Kim, that's perfect. Our sermon yesterday was how language can be used to exclude each other. That's how I feel with this guy. It doesn't offend me in any way at all. I just sit marvelling, thinking he's probably about He's finished college in the States. So what age would that be? 25, 26? Probably about 2 years ago. So I would reckon he's around 27-ish. I certainly don't think he's any younger than that. But he reminds me a bit of Tony DiNozzo from NCIS. Somebody who just hasn't grown up.
I'm like that.
No, you're not, Mike. You know how to behave in different circumstances. This guy just
yeah,
doesn't...
Right.
You do. You do.
Okay.
You can have a real laugh with the MacBiters and then go into a serious Catania meeting and turn your camera off so they can't see you laughing, basically.
Yeah.
No, he is excluding people by language. Because we have... I think there's people from 59 countries in this course. And I doubt many of them know what dope means in that context. So it is exclusionary. And the first week, it was probably about 50-50, men and women. Last week, like I said, it was probably about 60-65% men. And today, it was like, is there any ladies in the house? And no, there wasn't. But also, you know, his viewing figures have gone down as well. Started off with about 80. Started today with about 50. And it'd be interesting to see how many turn up next week. Because it is exclusionary. I mean, I've said the same to Mike about when I read. What's happening is we have a retired priest who has not been visiting for a while because he lives in Birmingham. And while he's been in Birmingham, he's been writing a piece for the church newsletter. You have never read anything like this. It comes out of the dark ages. And I don't think he knows he's doing it. He always says, like, he always talks to the men first, and he is being sexist, and I don't think he even knows he's doing it. When the women, not ladies, when the women leave and make the food, when the women do the washing up, when the women do this, when the women do that, I just think, oh, that does great, really great. And then it'll be like an afterthought, but he never says ladies, which I would. I wouldn't say women. There's just something about the word women. I don't know. But that's just me. Right, let's carry on. Pete's problems continue. There's some stuff in this that's actually wrong. Not as correct as it should be. Trying to guess what the exam answer is rather than the actual one is proving fun. Oh, Pete, I feel your pain. That is exactly what a Microsoft exam is like. I did one on, I'm a Microsoft Certified Database Administrator. And in that exam and in the Access exam, the SQL exams, Microsoft have got a bee in their bonnet about should something be linked or embedded. And in their world, the answer is always embedded. And in the real world, linked. Or it won't work. And you're like, oh, that's the no, it's not. You have to know their answer, which is not necessarily the right answer. So I feel your pain, Pete. £15 upgrade. It's got to be worth it, hasn't it? It's got to be. Don't tell Mrs. Pete. Oh, actually, you've still got brownie points, haven't you? So you might just get away with that. Right. Can you make your own Urban Dictionary entries? We have to avoid the Urban Dictionary lest we find out something we don't want to know. Oh. Right, I'm going to find this thing that I wanted to show Kim. Working on the principle that I doubt Kim has seen this. And when she does see it, she's probably going to be completely polaxed by it. Because I must admit, I was. Right, let's get all of these apps out of the way. Good grief, how many have I got open? Okay, right, there we go. Right, I've got two of these. They both pretty much say the same. So have we got one that's worse than the other? No, they're all as bad as one another. So I think we'll go for that one there. Right, I'm going to put this up on cloud and get it to you. This is two morning papers that we've got. So that one is the first one. And obviously I saw it and I thought of Kim. And it isn't often that these two papers agree on what should be the headline. But today they do. So check out that link, Kim. That's Britain for you. Oh, we need to clarify this, I think, for poor Kim, who'll be horrified. Right, basically the story is there's a bit of a wait for a dentist in the UK right now. What they mean is they mean an NHS dentist. If you want to pay, you can see him tomorrow. But if it's, you want an NHS dentist, you could be a while. more than a bit of a while. Oh. let me have a look. Right. I had another one for Simon. But we've already mentioned this one. But you know what? I'm going to put it up just for Simon. Because I know Simon would not want to miss this. And like I've said, I'm assuming, Simon, that you've already put the day in your calendar. In your diary. And anywhere else. You know, even a tattoo somewhere strategic. So you don't forget it. Yes, Bongo's getting married. Is this so we can think it's going to all be over, this COVID thing? There'll be no restrictions at all. I think that's what he's thinking. But yes, he's actually getting married. I wonder why they're leaving it that long. I'm wondering if they're having another baby. And that's why they're leaving it that long. But what do you think of that, Kim? catching up here. What sort of language does Bosch mean? I've no idea. Bosch is woods.
Ah. Bish bash bosh.
Bish bash bosh.
Bish bash bosh.
Anthony did a course and you had to spell stuff exactly correct, otherwise it would grade you down, even though the spelling wasn't being assessed. Do you know? They find a way, don't they? They find a way. To put to sleep very quickly. Yeah, that actually does make sense. Very sick or with challenging behaviour. Is there an easy way to open links on the chat on an iPad? You're making TC on your iPad. You should be able to tap and hold and then open it, if you, depending on the iPad, in a browser alongside the chat. Bosch is a lot like Boom. And I see Boom, we all understand, don't we? Because Steve Jobs was forever saying Boom. The bookies are already giving odds on how long it will last. They haven't got there yet, have they? Oh, for crying out loud. Kim had not seen that. You're horrified. It's not unheard of for a person to become septic from dental infections or develop... I'm not even going to try that one. Osteonecrosis. There you go. Osteonecrosis of the jaw. Well, I don't know, because it must have been on the front page. But if you zoom in on the one with Mick Jagger's son next to it, it says shocked patients are being told to wait 3 years for an NHS dentist. And some were advised by surgeries to use DIY filling kits.
Like that one that we discussed ages ago.
Oh, good grief. You couldn't make it up, could you? What does the other one say?
The one from India.
Yeah, with the screws in it.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you see, NHS appointments is what it says. Laying bare, blah, blah, blah. They're even resorting to pulling their own teeth and doing DIY fillings. Kim, you need to come over here. You could make a fortune. No, it's true. To be honest, it's almost as difficult to get on the books of a GP these days. But I work on the principle. I wouldn't be seeing my GP. If I was ill, I'd be that ill. I needed a hospital. I wouldn't need a GP. So I'm not overly concerned about it. But yeah, that is true. I remember thinking, with teeth, it's a bit odd to me. I did see an NHS dentist. So before I got the one that could actually do the job, I did go and see an NHS dentist. Absolutely useless. I can't describe how useless. Absolutely useless. So to me, if I want dental treatment, then I pay for it. I don't really have a problem with that. Maybe other people have got a mentality that dental treatment should be free. But to me, no. That is something that you can do something about. Whereas, you know, if you've got some disease or like a car accident, that would be a bit difficult. If you haven't got the money and you need treatment because somebody's hit you in a car, that is bad. But dental stuff, I'm quite happy to pay for it. But if you want an NHS dentist, there's a bit of a wait. It makes no sense to me. I mean, 3 years, like Kim said, she could be dead by then. from the dental infection. To mind you, what will happen is they'll end up on Pete's door, won't they, Pete? If you do get that kind of infection and it does turn nasty, you'll end up at A&E and then probably be referred, hence there being a 3-year wait. But isn't it sad that you have to get that bad before they'll actually see you? It's shocking. It's shocking. The long hold or copy doesn't always work well on the iPad. Sometimes you get it to work, other days it's a futile exercise. I don't know of any other way, Debbie. We'll have a ponder. Because I did think today, Mike, you know this thing with WhatsApp that came in about privacy and stuff? I actually got a message today saying, do you want to link your WhatsApp account with your Facebook account? And I thought, over my dead body. Over my dead body. There is another one called Signal. How many of you use Signal?
Not heard of it.
Is that already happening, Pete? I did see one medical program. Is there a medical program where it's coming from Salford Royal? I think it's the BBC. And it was, were they following junior doctors? I only ended up watching it because Rachel was on it in the background. And one turned up there with like a really bad infection, face swollen, all on one side. Looked like mumps, but all on one side. And it went from quite low on the neck all the way up past the ear. And it was absolutely shocking. And they did have to do an emergency referral to the, I think it was the Manchester Dental School, wasn't it? But they ended up, they couldn't deal with it directly. But they did give them some antibiotics and stuff. They might have done some kind of draining. But can you imagine getting into that much? That, I mean, I know what it's like, an abscess, when it's nothing like as bad as that. And the pain is indescribable. My mum, who had had both, who had done both here, had had a baby, me, and had an abscess, and said she'd rather have a baby any day. An abscess was that bad. Abscesses are not good. Poor Mike, when I had a tooth abscess, because I think I've had about 4 or 5. Mike was just looking at me like, I hope I never get that. She's just lying there screaming. Oh, it's not good. It is not good. Pete's got Signal, doesn't use it much. I think my problem with it is, I think, well, there's no point downloading it. I don't know anybody, you know, who would be using it. But it, I think it might be time to have a look at it. We should have a play with it, folks. I've not even downloaded it yet. Let's have a look. Post-intensive care syndrome. Ooh. What's that about? Ah, Kim, you have free clinics for dentistry. You pay based on your income. The patient many times don't appreciate it and don't show up for the appointment. I can understand that. The fear of ending up in debt as well on top of everything else must be horrific. Your friend used to take his guitar to work so he'd have something to do. It's on this feed mainly. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You think Yoga Sarah asked about it. Right. We'll have to have a look. It's actually up for Yule at the moment. So we'll have a look round. Kim would take the patient to the fee clinic in your office and treat them. Very low prices as long as they kept their appointment and did what you said to take care of their teeth. Most dentists here do that. I think here, you can have a practice that has NHS and private. So usually if you're on the NHS, you will get a younger dentist that's only just qualified. The other dentists tend to be freelance and they'll work like 2 days a week in one practice and then 2 days a week somewhere else and then maybe one day of the week in the hospital. That's how it works here. So it's usually Thursday, Friday. I've got my guy in. Telegram is popular there. I think I've heard of Telegram, but I've not tried it. Not tried any of those. Yeah, I think the thing with dentists is it's like they would tell you what to do to look after your teeth and then you don't. And then they get annoyed, which I guess I can understand. I can understand that. I just don't know where all of a sudden. I mean, a waiting list doesn't go from like, oh, yes, you can see him in a week to 3 years overnight. So where's the 3 years come from? See, that's the thing in the UK. Screaming headlines. And you're like, it says damning report condemns. What report? Who sorted this report? Who's it from? When was it done? What was it? Who funded it? What was it about? And with our papers, you will never get that. You'll never get that information. So I'm looking at the other one that's got more on the homepage. A number of surgeries have thousands on their waiting list. Others have closed the books to new patients. Some of the same practices will offer an appointment within a week to those who can afford to pay. I honestly don't think a dentist, if you turned up and you're in that kind of pain, I don't think they would turn you down. I think they would do something. But I think, like you're saying, people are afraid to the point that they will do their own teeth. And this is actually a thing. I think we've mentioned it before. We have a chain of chemists here called Boots. And they actually do sell filling repair kits so you can fill your own teeth. So what's in them is like tweezers, and there'll be some kind of alcohol to supposedly, you know, clean it before we start. And then there's the stuff that's in it. It's in like a tube, and it's kind of brown coloured. And you put that in, and then it sets. And then you've got a filling, apparently. But I can only imagine that you could just be putting off the inevitable in terms of that it wasn't cleaned properly, and now you've got an infection down to the bone. Probably people have died with this stuff, you know, and we just haven't heard about it yet. I wouldn't put it past it. I could see it happening, put it like that. Kim has trained some of the UK dentists in periodontists. I'm not surprised. Over here, you've been doing the more advanced dentistry way longer than we've been doing it here. I mean, pretty much, even when you went, you know, when you had that ice cream thing.
Yeah.
It was, do you want to keep the tooth?
Mm.
And I'm like, as opposed to what? Like, doing without it? You don't go with a bad leg and them say, do you want to keep the leg? But the mentality here is, do you want to keep the tooth? I mean, and I said to Mike, what was the alternative? He said a plate. You know, a false, well, not false teeth, false tooth on a plate. And I'm like, really? But then I do have sympathy with dentists. You know, it costs what it costs, and it's there's a cost for their skill. But by far the most expensive part of that is the equipment, the tools, the crown, you know, the actual mechanics of what they're about to put in your mouth. I don't find the cost of the labour part of the bill to be that bad. You know, I do think, does a crown really have to cost £600? You know, I do think of that. What's it made of? But the people who were there with, like, I'm not paying that, I'd rather do without the tooth. And I have heard friends of mine say that. And when they said it, I just looked at them and I thought, well, clearly you've never been in a position where you've tried to. Because if you had, you'd give anything to have a tooth. Never mind, I could live without it. But I don't find that part of it that bad. But these people whose opinion is, I'd rather do without the tooth, don't think anything of spending £12,000 on going on holiday. It's a fraction of that to fix the tooth. So I can understand, you know, why should dentists take the price down and end up undercutting themselves when these people are quite happy to spend the same amount of money, if not 20 times as much, on something else? Then it's a choice. Then it's not, I can't afford it. It's, I can't afford it because I've spent the money that I should have spent on that on something else. So then it is their choice. Sounds like a temporary filling. Well, I think it would be fairly temporary, don't you, Simon? Oh, dear. Oh, Renee's dentist after him. When are you coming in again? Yeah, I'm going to have the same problem. And I know I need to go. I do need to go. I know I need to go. But I haven't had a vaccine yet. And even if they had, not good. Most European countries don't have the speciality training that you've got. You had 4 years of dental school and 3 years of speciality training after 4 years of college. Wow. No, it's a 5-year course here, and then you are let loose. Now, you would only be taken on as like a junior dentist, but it's just 5 years, so you could be a fully qualified dentist age 23. In fact, if you got to university earlier, you could be younger than that, but I would say 23 is average. 600 pounds is just the crown, so you would then have on the top of that the fitting and any other appointments that it needed, but the actual crown part was 600 pounds. Now, that was a few years ago. Oh, I'd forgotten that, Tracy. Yeah, you do get free dental treatment, don't you, if you've had a baby? I'd forgotten that. I wonder why. That must go back quite a long way. Deb's last dental visit, the young lady who was in the next chair was having to have all her teeth removed from smoking, drugs and lack of care. Oh, how sad. There was one that I saw, and I've no idea where I saw this, but it was the sad, sorry tale. Would it be on YouTube? No, I can't remember. But it was a lady who had no teeth at all, and she was quite young. She had been on drugs, but she'd given up drugs, and her teeth were bad because of it. So she went to a dentist, and this dentist said there was nothing that could be done, and he removed them all. And that was it. That was the end of the treatment. He didn't do anything else. So this doctor had heard her sad, sorry tale that she had given up drugs. She'd given up smoking, drinking, drugs, the lot, given up everything, turning her life around. And it was after she'd done that that this dentist just took all these teeth out. And on the notes and stuff, he said, when he looked at the notes, that they didn't all need taking out. And she was beside herself. You know, she wasn't going anywhere. She wasn't doing anything. She just didn't want to be seen. So this dentist said that he would sort it out. And it was one of these where I think he'd put in 4 or 6 implants and was hanging all the teeth off that. So a retained denture. But wow, she was a totally different woman. Not just in the way she looked, but in the confidence it gave her. She was just a totally different person. But I mean, what happened to the dentist that took those out? That should just not have happened. But things do, and they get away with it. They get away with it. Simon wonders if these people would rather lose the tooth because they don't want the extraction and the refit, maybe surgery averse. I don't think of a crown as being much these days in terms of what they could do. And you won't find anybody who was more dentist averse than me. But I just treat that as like, that's just a filling, you know, it's nothing to worry about that. It's more the bigger stuff of making the decision of to go in and sort a treatment plan out than actually having it the work done. But yeah, but I mean, something's going to have to happen if your tooth is in such a state it needs a crown. You'd have to have it taken out anyway. So if you're going to have to be numbed up, why not just save the tooth? Because that has a knock-on effect down the line. I'd not noticed, but someone in the family didn't like their teeth. There was nothing physically wrong with them. You know, they weren't damaged or anything. They just didn't like them. They thought they were too big. And they had the whole lot taken out when they were 21. And lived with dentures all years after that. But in later life, once this person got to sort of 50s, don't they say that the bones shrink? And then the dentures needed refitting. But then they ended up quite jowly. And apparently it was because there was no teeth there to like, basically you've altered the framework of the skull and the skin started hanging off it. And that had never even entered my head that something like that could happen. Never even entered my head. But it did. And I looked and I thought, yes, actually I see it now. Let's have a look here. Yeah, 5 years at uni, and then the whatever the what's GDP? Tell me what GDP is, Pete. And we've got one very young at our practice, but they
General dentist practice.
Yeah.
I'd guess.
Taken on, and they do the general work. They're not doing anything extravagant, put it like that. My dentist must be in his late 30s now, and he's doing the implant stuff. Renee's dentist most certainly has followed a sales training. Oh, I love that. Oh, Simon, you end up with more teeth than you started with. Well, it's a possibility. Oh, wow. Good grief, is meth mouth a thing? Wow. Oh, Tracy, I feel your pain. Dentist retired, replacement, no social skills. Doesn't even say hello. Last dentist, really friendly. When you're waiting for x-rays, you just sit in awkward silence. I can't be doing with that. My dentist is amazing with his social skills. And the implantologist was great, and then they got this new one. Not good. I'm sure he can do the job, but he doesn't instill me with confidence that he can do the job, because his social skills are shocking. Absolutely shocking. Oh, it's because a baby depletes your calcium and it's coming to have dental problems after. Ah, another reason for me not to bother. Four legs fur, problem solved. I can't imagine the awkward silence waiting for the x-ray. Oh, it must be terrible. Have you tried speaking and they just don't reply? Because I couldn't believe that. Oh, wow. Sounds like a body dysmorphic disorder, having all your teeth out. I will say I have seen pictures. You know, I wasn't born at the time, but I have seen pictures and they were not good. They were not good. But I think these days they would probably... I mean, if your teeth are quite tiny, what I have seen them do is move the gum line up, which is so clever. But these teeth were very, very big. So I don't know whether they could do anything in terms of like basically filing them down like a horse. They were horse teeth. They were massive. They didn't suit a lady, full stop. But certainly they were too big for her mouth. She could barely close her mouth. So I can understand why she did that. But I'm wondering, you know, all these years on, is there something more cosmetic that could have been done? And there must be, surely. Thank you, Pete. General dental practitioner Mike was spot on. Describe it very well, actually. Thank you, Kim. Oh, how awful. People involved in sex trafficking are often involved in tooth extraction. There's something wrong with people these days, isn't there? There really is. I can imagine it with, like, wasn't that in a film? Laurence Olivier was in a film, like a thriller film, and was it something about running?
Don't know.
I think it wasn't The Loneliness of a Long Distance Runner or something like that, was it? But he was in this film, and teeth extraction was like part of the thing. No, leave it be. Oh, I'm loving that. Oh, sorry, I thought that, the retired dentist, I thought that was you, Tracy. Right, no, Sarah. Quite a chatty person, end up having a conversation with myself. Oh, I'm loving that. No, I have had dentists that have no social skills. Do you know one of the worst ones that with me? This guy, and he was obsessed with turnaround of patients. So he'd take you in and give you your injection and then send you back to the waiting room and then take another one in. I mean, can you imagine that now with COVID? It was like a merry-go-round of patients. And what always worried me was that he would lose track of who he was doing what with. Because, you know, right, I've injected you, right, you go away, right, another one back, what am I doing with you? I was just panic-stricken, that, you know, and I'm like, what are we doing today? And I made him go through it. But I didn't trust him at all. Oh dear, oh dear. Renee, wish the dentist was more silent. Oh, poor Renee. Oh, wow. Isn't that was a story, wasn't it, Kim? Last series in Grey's. So, yeah, I'm getting exposed to that a bit and understanding it. I mean, it probably goes on here, but it's not as obvious, maybe. Oh. float horses' teeth. Well, they were big. Put it like that. They were big, I'm telling you. Oh, she's still grumbly here. Have you heard her? Do we need to go do something with you? Make you more humourful, yeah, even though I've got an 8 o'clock?
Give her a husher.
She's sitting on that mat backwards because she's still disturbed by the fact it's being moved. And Chicken is still impaled on the drawer handle. And I will get a picture of that. But I am going to head off into my next session. Not finished the other one yet. But we're getting there. We're getting there. So, for the moment, it is good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.